telephone.
He ain't gonna come, Mom. Jafar is not gonna come because he playing with those dominoes and he loves dominoes.
Tell him Granite.
Huh?
Tell Jafar that if he get on the telephone, I'll buy him a birthday cake.
Jafar. Jafar. Granny said if you get on the telephone, she'll buy you a birthday cake. Mama, he said she ain't gonna buy me that, and he was shaking his head no, like he know what you up to.
Tell him I'ma have his birthday party here at the house.
Granny said she gonna have your birthday party there at the house. He say, huh? Oh, I'll go get you some tomorrow, see. Jafar said my birthday is July. He telling that little girl.
Oh, it's a grown butt.
But he don't want his birthday party to be at home. He wanted to be at McDonald's or Showbiz. So I don't know yet, Mom. I might still give it at the house like I normally do, or I might just go and give it at Showbiz.
I think he'll like it better at Showbiz.
Yeah, I think so,
I'm
too.
I'm going to help you with that, too.
All
how
right.
Much, how much do it cost?
I don't know. I need to call. It said about $30 or $40.
That's not much.
I know. I told Daddy last year that we pay more having it at home than we do having it at McDonald's or Shelby's, and they get food and ice cream.
And then they see Buffalo Bob, ain't it?
Billy Bob, Mama. Steve Mama called Billy Bob Buffalo Bob. Yeah, he'll get a chance to see Billy Bob, and he'll have a nice time, but he can only invite so many people, you know. But, you know, we won't have that many people anyway, just like Corrine and...
Well, I'll help on his birthday party.
All right.
Help on my baby's birthday party.
All right. I'm
going to go to see Billy Bob.
So he can cry?
You can invite Corrine.
And Christopher.
Christopher.
Vanessa Baby.
Okay, that's right. Christopher.
LaShondra.
LaShondra.
And
Alpha Little Boy. Little Girl. Walking.
Yes. But only thing about that is I don't know if Elton is going to come, and I don't want to be, you know.
Yeah,
but
Elton is not dependable.
And Kim not either, so I don't know about the neighborhood kids going to show be.
Her little baby.
Yeah, Lisa probably bring her little baby. And who else? I'm trying to think. LaVette can bring her little boy. Is he walking?
Oh, yeah.
Mama, Reba up here trying to do the boogaloo. You need to see her. She looks so funny.
Put the fire on.
He laughing at her.
Hello?
Dad?
Yeah.
You know how bad the roads are now?
Yeah, I just came home. Just drove in.
Uh-huh.
Not too bad.
Right.
Yeah, they aren't yet. They're pretty good.
Mom.
So I'd imagine Grandma and Grandpa still plan on coming.
Well, how about we come back here tonight?
What for?
Because Sherry and Terry are going to be here. And Stacey and Alex.
Well, it'll be late probably by the time you get back there. And tomorrow we have your birthday party here.
Not mine.
And Vanessa's. With the folks out here. And
what time is that?
It's supposed to be my day anyway.
Well, I know, but you're going to have
fun
next weekend.
Like that's tomorrow afternoon.
What time?
About 3:30, she said. So, since the roads are bad, I figured you might as well stay here and you wouldn't have to be going around back and forth and so forth. Besides, I'd like to see you. Besides, I can lift all the weight you got on there 54 times.
Yeah.
I worked out on it twice. So I gotta go feed your horsey and put him in. She's outside.
Well, Mom doesn't think it's a good idea that we go anywhere today. Because it's fleeting right now, ice.
Yeah, I just now drove in here. The roads aren't, they're better now than they were this morning, but that doesn't mean they're going to stay good. I mean, I think they're going to get worse, but it's been kind of raining, so they're clearer now than they were before. Highway 50 is no problem coming in, but that doesn't mean it won't get worse.
Well,
later tonight if it snows a bunch.
Well,
they're not good. Just have to take it slow.
What about coming back here tonight?
I just don't think that makes any sense, honey.
I do.
Well, I don't. I just think that's kind of ridiculous. We got that party tomorrow, and
so
Sunday's supposed to be my day anyway.
Well, you're going to have us all next weekend.
Well, next weekend, yeah.
Yeah. From Thursday on.
Well, we'll see you in a little bit when Grandma and Grandpa pick you up.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wait, Dad?
Yeah.
What time are they going to pick us up?
4:15.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Mad at me?
No, not at all. You gave me this look when I just filled in, when I filled in Brenda.
Yeah, because I didn't.
Well, you shouldn't have brought it up with her sitting in the
afterwards,
room.
I afterwards, but if I gave you the look, you don't have to go into detail about
it. I didn't.
You did. You sat there and told her who he was, what Valor knew about him, and everything.
No, I didn't say anything except for what you would get on the bare bone. Hello, who are you? Oh, really? So what do you do? Well, I'm working over at the Air Force Base as a doctor. I don't think that's very much information to give out.
No, it was my fault to mention it.
That's right.
But you didn't have to go and elaborate when I gave you such a
look. I didn't elaborate beyond your look. All I said was that he worked, was in the Air Force.
You didn't have to say what his name is. You didn't have to say, have you heard about him?
Well, because you brought it up, and she's sitting there. I don't know. I think it's rude to talk about people when everyone in the room doesn't know.
I'm sorry, you should have said that's nice, and that's it, and just change the subject. Because you realized, and I gave you that look, that I didn't mean to say it.
You gave me that look after I already started my explanation.
Because I just
thought
you'd say that's nice, and that's it. And you go in and have to tell Brenda the whole story.
I didn't tell her the whole story.
You did.
That I called him, that Valerie was excited.
He's Jewish. He works at the Air Force Base.
Right. He's a doctor. That's not the whole story.
So how do you...
The whole story is all the background, how Valerie was dying for him.
Yeah, well, you
said
his body.
Did you give Valerie the advice I suggested?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
I believe you.
You're irritable.
What?
You're irritable.
Sorry, I'll drink more tea.
That makes you more irritable.
Tea makes me irritable?
Mm-hmm. It's got caffeine.
I'm sorry. So, why else are you mad at me? Is that the only reason why you're mad at me?
Yeah, that really bothered me.
Then don't bring these things up with me around.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to blabber now.
Well, I always hate being the one left out. Therefore, I don't like to leave out people.
All right, Jerome and Stephanie are picking us up at 5 till 6. Plus, I'm edgy because I have to call my mother.
I see.
What time's your show? At 7 or 9, right?
We don't have to, we're late, I'd like to.
And I'm edgy because Brenda sits there and goes, you're cleaning up your bathroom. You are cleaning up the bottom. Well, excuse me, I think someone always cleans out the bottom of your bathtub. And who is she the right to go inspect the bottom of my bathtub? I guess the last time my bathtub must not have met inspection, or she wouldn't have said it to me. And then she tells me you're cleaning it all out. I'm sorry, I don't think she should have said it the way she said it.
You're right.
You actually agree
with me over here. Yes, dear.
I'm really pissed by that. I really am. I can't take that. I don't think that's right.
You're right. It's not.
Why are you all of a sudden agreeing with me?
You're right. I can't agree with you when you're right.
But last night you were telling me I was wrong.
Right. I agree.
I mean, her dad must have said something about my bathtub.
It was a definite different experience. Those guys that work there are so crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think they're pretty funny, but that's the only way to make it through the job. That's how I act back home at the grocery store. Act like a nut all the time.
Well,
that's the only way to make it through.
They were sort of insulting.
Yeah, that's true. They're funny to the point to where they really are. They haven't ever insulted me, but they for girls, I can see where y'all could probably get insulted. They really can lay some stuff on. What'd they tell you?
Well, Pat and I were standing there, and we were like halfway down the line, you know? I mean, we weren't anywhere near the counter to where we could place our order or whatever. And he starts shouting, "Hey, you in the white sweater, hey, you in the white sweater." And I was talking to Pat, I wasn't paying any attention. And he was, "Hey, what are you, deaf?" And then everyone turned around and looked at me. And I noticed then, because everyone was looking at me, and he goes, I didn't answer. He goes, "What are you, dumb?" "Deaf and dumb." I was so mortified. I just sort of looked at him. He goes, "What do you want?" And I looked at Pat. He goes, "But don't you have a mind of your own?" And then we finally got up there, and he said, "Well, do you want everything on it?" I said, "No, not onions." And he said, "Well, I can't believe you have a date." I was so embarrassed. And then Patty said, "Well, don't get just the cheeseburger, get the cheeseburger platter." And so I didn't know the difference. I said, "Okay." The platter, he goes, "You're going to eat a whole platter." I started making pig noises in there.
When a good-looking girl comes in, you can always tell he's over there staring. And, you know, most guys will stare for a second or something, but he just zooms in, and he can't fix his eyes anywhere else. If I was a girl, I'd just walk right up to him and say, "Hey, bastard, leave me alone."
Well, I mean, it's not like he just stares. It was like, I don't know.
You knew what he wanted to do to you, right?
Yeah.
Through the stare.
It wasn't a stare. It's like he looked you up and down, up and down, up and down, and he sort of goes like this, sort of goes like that.
And my English teacher in high school called that the mentally raping a girl.
It's very unnerving.
So what else is happening today?
That's a weird tree. I mean, it looks like, from where I am right here, it looks like the thing is about ready to pounce on me. If this tree had a mind, I'd say it was dirty.
Smell something?
Yeah. Like dog doo-doo. Hope it's not you. And I hope I'm not laying on it.
Mm. Take a look at that stick.
Am I just being an annoyance?
You're always an annoyance. It's starting to work. You're right, it does smell.
I told you.
I don't know where it's coming from.
I think it's you. And it smells just like puppy poop. You know when you're trying to housebreak a dog? It's you. Well, don't wipe it over here. Go wipe it over there somewhere.
I'll go wipe it.
Wipe it on the tree. Phew. That's it, Crespin. Hike your leg.
Tell me about it, baby.
There are people in the museum.
So?
They didn't understand.
There's nothing to understand. Who was Elizabeth May?
She was a sculptor.
Nine?
She did the statue of Sam Houston and Stephen F. Austin that is in the Capitol.
And what's Shipe Park named after? Is that named Shipe?
I don't know. A lovely name, Shipe.
Yeah. Or a dog named Shipe. Who does his duty so I can step up?
We're not going to keep score?
No.
Why?
Wait a second.
Just use the newspaper or something.
Got it. A genuinely grandmother original scorecard.
Oh, that's
no, but I'm not, I don't know what the gun laws are in Florida.
That's very good, I guess. Push this back a little bit. Does that intimidate you?
What?
Take the question.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Jody, you don't have to put that down.
He doesn't intimidate us in the slightest. I just want to talk about sex or anything else.
You can do that.
Hmm. Talk about nothing like that in front of a tape recorder. Nixon's first mistake. Ooh,
I just have
you
to tell
nice.
You, you're stunned.
Why?
I have a great hand. I don't know if I shuffled this very good.
You probably didn't, because I don't have a bad hand either.
I mean, like, I only need, you know, a couple of times.
hopefully you won't forget.
Hey.
As a matter of fact...
Hey.
What?
I haven't had something in a long time. Besides, you could get close to some class.
Oh, yeah?
What's this?
Oh. Hear that?
That's just right there.
Huh. Observe the behaviors of the asexual female.
Asexual? What are you talking asexual? Who's asexual? Speak to yourself.
You will be when I leave for Florida.
How do you know?
Mr. B.
I'm gonna run up a diagonal sign. Gary said he didn't think anybody would go with me.
Well, I said Sam, those college guys who are basket takers look to get butt. And there's...
But... I mean, a good time. I mean, I'd show him a good time.
You gotta watch your mouth.
But if he was a friend of mine, don't you think he'd understand? Mm. And just go and have a good time?
Possibility.
Then...
Bitch.
I assume you're eating Thanksgiving at your house, right?
If I'm in, you're assuming correct. How are we going to work that out?
Same way we did last year.
Right.
You at your house, I eat at mine.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about right now.
Oh, shit!
Okay.
You
know
we're
married.
You okay?
Yeah.
You mean later on, like whose house are we going to go to for what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I figure how's this? Jewish holidays, we spend at your house, and American ones, we spend at mine.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, Thanksgiving is important to my family, too.
I know. We'll spend with the chef and pass over with them. I think it's only fair, my parents deserve it.
Well, maybe I can tell my mom to...
Well, maybe we can all get together as a...
I keep forgetting. We're going to be a big family, then.
Yeah, but your mom always likes to have the Hendrons over.
Fuck the Hendrons. I can't stand this person. Maybe we'll get lucky.
What?
The Lord died.
I knew you were going to say that. That is disgusting.
I know it is. It's
true. No, I was going to say maybe my mom would have Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday. I mean, Friday. You know? So we could get fat 2 days in a row. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I see your point about the Jewish holidays, because your family doesn't exactly have Passover Seder.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a perfect.
But we can come by.
Oh.
Well,
you know, I'm just saying, it would mean more to my parents. All good.
Well... Maybe they'll be at different times of the day. Like, we'll leave your house at 2, and then go over to my house and, you know, at 4 or something.
You can grow up like fucking
balloons. I don't have to eat, you know, massive meals at both. I don't know how people do that. I'm sure it's a very big universal problem.
Maybe a bumblebee, but it looks like a wasp or mosquito to me. Whatever it is, it looks like it's not a fly. It's a biting bug or a stinging bug.
If it's a stinging bug, it's a bee or an ant.
It's a flying stinging bug.
Oh, no. That's a bee.
It's just a plain old bug.
How do you know? Because... Because I saw a stinger on it.
No, it's a bee.
It's a wasp?
Yeah. It can't be. Where's that lock?
Hey, look! And, hey, let's play jungle and let's play, that we're
wild, monkeys. Wild west!
No, we're monkeys, dum-dum.
Hi, hi.
monkeys. Hey, you want to see something? Hey, did you see that? I was only holding on with one foot.
Jimmy!
Okay. Without my hands hanging down like that. And without them holding on. Watch.
She's the type of girl that would walk down the street and look like three times. She's very attractive. something that stands out with them. I don't think there's anything wrong with me, but I don't think I have one thing that stands out. Because the only thing that could is maybe my cheekbones. But who knows the cheekbones? You know? And so my sister told me that I should stop wearing all my makeup and like do everything really lightly and then wear bright lipstick.
Well, some people are upsetting, some people are ready.
I don't have an outfit in the future to be seen, but I don't mind anymore. I don't have black hair. I don't have anything outstanding. Not one thing. I don't have like long legs, that's for sure. I look like a football player, but other than that,
I don't have anything outstanding.
Pretty high.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, hello, mija.
How are you doing?
Muy bien, está viendo el boxeo.
Ah, ¿cómo está de frío ya?
No, está lloviendo.
¿Pero no está haciendo frío?
No, frío, poquito, pero no, it's not cold, very, very, no.
Yeah.
¿Allá cómo están ustedes?
Sí, it's getting cold.
How? A ver, ¿qué tal?
Pues, right now it's drizzling, ¿verdad? Pero, I guess it's...
Pero, ¿qué me era empanada today?
My.
Oye, how did you like my...
Estaba bien grasoso, mother. ¿Le puso mucha mantequilla?
Yo creo que tienes huesito.
Ah, it's like manteca, mom. It's bad. Don't, I mean, that's too thick. I think too greasy, mom. Too greasy. It was okay in the beginning, but no, I had to throw it away because I really didn't like it after that.
No,
I don't know. I didn't
taste
it, pero
es que
es bueno.
¿Cómo está, tía?
También está mala de la gripa.
Ay, pobre.
De la gripa y Margarita está mala de la gripa, el catarro, no se les conoce la voz.
Ay.
Pero es el tiempo, Leti.
Sí, I know.
Take care of yourself, mija.
I know. Oye, mother, what was I going to tell you?
When are you coming?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, or are you going to come Thursday morning?
No, Wednesday, because I have Wednesday off. So we're planning to go like sometime in the morning.
¿Cuál es tu birthday? ¿El del jueves o el del sábado?
Mother.
Pues es que me...
The 23rd. That's Laura's birthday. It's Thanksgiving day.
Bueno, ¿tú qué quieres, mija? What do you want? What would you like to have? Oh, you haven't... A ver, que digas, ay, give me this or,
No. I really don't... nothing. You can, if you want to give me a gift, don't. I prefer money.
Ah, qué bueno. Very good. I read, qué bueno que me dijiste, mija. It's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's better porque así you get whatever you have, okay?
Yeah.
Está bueno.
Bueno, mom, entonces,
okay.
We'll talk to you later, eh?
Sí, ándale.
Bueno, love
night.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Because I'm afraid I'll start crying or something.
Well, just try not to, honey. She thinks a lot of you, and she would love to see you, I'm sure. It's going to be hard to do, I know.
Well, I just don't know what to do. I get choked up over things like this.
Yeah.
I get choked up over things like this. I can't, anybody that dies that I barely even know, and I mean, especially somebody who I'm going to be looking at, and I know they're going to be dead in a few months, it's just... I don't know what to do. It's just horrible.
Well, just go and try to be as cheerful as possible because that seems to be the attitude that Jane's taking.
I know, Mother, but maybe I'm just...
And if you feel yourself choking up, why just, you know, kind of excuse yourself and just squeeze her hand and tell her how much you enjoyed working with her up there that summer and, you know... Just like that is all I know to tell you to do. It's hard, but they say the worst thing is when people withdraw from terminally ill
yeah.
people like that.